You're listening to SBS News.
The national coronavirus case total for Australia has exceeded 500,000 cases after both New South Wales and Victoria posted daily infection records. New South Wales recorded over 23,000 new COVID-19 cases and two deaths on Tuesday. Dr. Jeremy McAnulty from New South Wales Health says the two people who died were vaccinated, but many others without vaccine protection are in hospital.
We continue to see many unvaccinated people being admitted to ICU, including young people. So it's a reminder to everyone across New South Wales to get vaccinated now.
While Victoria detected 14,020 new cases, the first time the state has had a record daily total above 10,000 infections. The state also had another two fatalities. Victoria's COVID-19 commander, Jerome Wymer, says lab staff are working hard and the system is under strain.
Four of our private sector laboratory partners have confirmed that they are closing, temporarily suspending a number of their testing centres. So the testing centres at Foresight, ACL, Melbourne Pathology and Dorovitch, who between them run 54 testing sites, largely smaller testing sites across Victoria, those sites will be suspended for the coming days.
Despite the testing site shutdowns in Victoria, the positive development for this week is greater access to booster shots. Deputy Chief Medical Officer Dr. Sonia Bennett says COVID-19 boosters will be critical to preventing future infections.
So for workers, all of us, the community, I think that's the most important thing we can do to protect ourselves and others. And again, the second most important thing is if you are unwell, then you do need to stay home.
The Queensland Government is encouraging Queenslanders to have their booster, with the national program's expansion meaning millions more people are eligible for the jab. The state's Health Minister, Yvette Darth, says more than 5,500 new cases were detected on Tuesday.
Many people that you know are likely to have COVID, and you are likely to get COVID yourself at some point in the near future. And I know just in the last 4 days, I've become aware of three people I personally know who have been positive.
And Melbourne doctor Mukesh Haikerwal is reminding those getting tested to be patient because medical professionals are trying to cope with the demand.
Everybody in the health system is absolutely stressed to the eyeballs with all that's happened in the last 2 years. We're trying to do the best we can with the facilities we have, with changing goalposts.
Federal opposition leader Anthony Albanese says testing queues are excessive and sites are under pressure.
You get told to get a rapid antigen test, but you can't find one. If you do find one, it's not affordable, and they won't do anything about price gouging. That's the record of this government.
Customers are struggling to access rapid antigen tests due to widespread shortages. The Australian Competition and Consumer Commission has criticised businesses for actively raising the price of rapid antigen testing kits. ACCC Chair Rod Sims says retailers should not be misleading consumers about the reasons for high prices.
There's the possibility of firms engaging in unconscionable conduct. That can occur if there's excessive pricing in something like a pandemic, which is obviously what we've got here at the moment.
Tasmania has identified about 700 new cases on Tuesday. And in South Australia, Police Commissioner Grant Stevens has tested positive to COVID-19. The force says he will keep working while isolating at a private residence. That state detected more than 3,200 new coronavirus cases and 102 people are in hospital. South Australia's Premier Stephen Marshall says the hospital system has sufficient capacity at the moment.
We're really dealing with two issues. One is the immediate health and coping with the, if you like, the capacity within our hospitals. And the other side of it is making sure that we've got the workforce for these critical areas. And we've got to justify and juggle and balance those two.
And Finance Minister Simon Birmingham, who is based in South Australia, admits the Omicron variant is causing a testing surge.
We're responding to that by procuring more rapid antigen tests, by refining the definitions around the necessity of testing and to make sure that it is targeted to those who most truly need it, and by ensuring that supports will be in place for those who need financial assistance in accessing rapid antigen tests.
Another National Cabinet meeting is scheduled for Wednesday. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.